I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. A Woman's Guide to the Wild is the new outdoor handbook by author, geologist, and dancer Ruby McConnell. It offers practical outdoor advice and inspiration for female adventurers. Ruby McConnell will present at Pint to Trail, Eugene Bruchhead, an outdoor celebration at Ninkasi in Eugene on Thursday evening, April 28th, along with Oregon Wild, author Bill Sullivan, and many other environmental organizations. Ruby McConnell is here with me in the KLCC studios. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Well, many outdoor guidebooks don't deal with issues specific to women in the great outdoors. Why hasn't this book been previously written?
I think it previously hasn't been written because the outdoor industry has been dominated by men, and there's a perceived gap in participation between men and women. And I think also because of that continued dominance, anything that was designed for men was considered suitable and adequate for women as well, which I don't think is actually true in reality.
Is that perceived gap at all real, or is it all illusion?
It is real in our young women. So women over the age of 25, and certainly this is increasing as they age, are at least as participant in outdoor activities as men, and in some areas more so. But we're finding that our young women under the age of 18, their participation is declining and is steadily declining over time.
Do you know what the reasons for that are?
My theory is that there's a couple of reasons. First of all, there's lack of coming-of-age rituals and preparedness in our American society, that our young men get outdoor skills and training as a part of coming-of-age, and our young women don't. I feel like there's some expectations about how young women behave in terms of adventures and bravery and competency that actually hold them back from trying, particularly a fear of failure or a fear of not matching the American beauty standard, some of which you have to let go on the outside.
Although there may be this perceived gap of gender in outdoor adventure, the environmental movement has often been dominated by women. So why do you think there's the gap between involvement in the environmental movement and involvement in outdoor adventure?
Well, one of the primary reasons is that women are caretakers. 80% of the caretakers in the United States are women, and that's caretakers of young people and our older people and people with all sorts of disabilities and extra challenges. And I think that because they are caretakers, it's harder for them to get outside. It requires a little bit more planning, a little bit more expertise, and comes with all of these extra challenges. I think that's why a really strong skill set is important.
Are there other things that you would like men to know about how to be better to our female companions out in the wild?
Yeah, I think that there is an unintentional hazing that often takes place, particularly in the world of adventure and competitive sports, that's particularly damaging to women's participation because women, and this is a generalization, have a tendency, particularly at the beginning of learning a new skill set, to be more collaborative and a little less competitive. And even small amounts of hazing can be very damaging to recruiting new people into the sport.
Mm-hmm. So how do you want your book to help address those issues?
I want my book to do two things. I want it to provide essential skills for women that they might have missed in the course of their life and their training. But I also wanted to provide a relatable voice and relatable experiences so that the things that go wrong, it's not avoiding those things, or it's not avoiding certain embarrassments or uncomfortable issues. It's this happens to all of us. It shouldn't prevent you from being outside. You can still have a wonderful experience, even though there are some challenges and some skill sets that you might be lacking.
Are there particular issues that you'd like to focus on that are within this book?
Related to the event this week, the last chapter of the book is a conservation walking softly best practices chapter. So we're talking about what you pack out, what you don't pack out. So packing out anything that you bring into the wilderness, leaving anything in the wilderness that you've enjoyed out there, making sure that you're doing adequate trail care and trail maintenance as you go. So making sure that you're picking up things that other people may have left, making sure that you're maintaining the integrity of the trail, the integrity of the parking areas related to the trail, and certainly the waterways in particular, which is part of what this event is about, is looking at our own impact on all of the waterways that we encounter and how they converge together into the beautiful watershed that we have here.
Well, thank you for coming all the way indoors here this morning.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Ruby McConnell, author of A Woman's Guide to the Wild, newly released by Sasquatch Books. She'll present at Pint to Trail, Eugene Bruchet, an outdoor celebration at Ninkasi Brewing's Administration Building on Thursday, April 28th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Many outdoor organizations will be represented. There will be food, beer, music, and a raffle. For more on the event, OregonWild.org. For information on Ruby McConnell's writing, SasquatchBooks.com, RubyMcConnell.com, and RubyGoneWild.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.